To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. When the Lord gave me these scriptures, I was like, I was dumbfounded. I questioned it. Really, Lord? That? Why? What do you want me to say about that, Lord? And I asked him to show me what he wanted me to say, because I truly didn't have a clue. And then I kind of just threw it off and said, what, wasn't the Lord? No. I started to pray again. And then we had our movie night, and we watched our show, The Unsung Hero. And I had seen it back in April, but you know, time causes you to forget movies you've seen and what was in them. And there it was, all over again. And I started to weep as we were watching the movie, because the Lord began to speak to me again. And one song in particular in that movie that Rebecca St. James wrote, and pulled on the heartstrings of my heart, and the Lord began to show me just a touch of what he wanted me to say in this sermon. And here are some of the words of that song. In my weakness, you can shine. In your strength, I can fly. And you make everything, everything beautiful. You make everything, everything new. You make everything, everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. Lifting my hands to you, my Savior, purify my soul. Now, those are only a few of the words that spoke to my heart, that stuck for me, and especially the chorus. You make everything beautiful. In its time, in your time, it's beautiful. So at this point, I knew that the Lord wanted me to speak on Ecclesiastes, but I still wasn't very clear on everything he wanted me to say, so I continued to seek the Lord about it. And he began to show me that he can relate to us in farmer terms. And so I want to take us on a little journey. I'm going to start back with Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. How many know this is true in life, right? Everything has a season. It lasts for a time. And that time that we're in right now, this time, it has a season and a purpose. There is nothing that God does that doesn't have a purpose. Nothing that God does that doesn't have a purpose to it and a season to it. He uses everything that comes our way to help us to grow and to become stronger, and that way we can have a more purposeful life for him. Verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. The circle of life, right? We're born and we begin to grow. We become adults. Some get married, some just continue on. Some have kids, some don't. And then we grow old, like it or not, here we are. Not all of us. And then the time comes for us to depart this side and start our life on the other side and pass over to the next life. The Lord began to show me about farming. I saw the same similarities. And you know, when you take a seed and you place it in the soil, it has to have the right kind of soil for what you're growing. If you want it to grow and root and have a life and be abundant, it has to be the right soil, right? But have you ever thought about what happens to the seed? It's placed into utter darkness, completely alone. It's left to die. But after some time, it begins to root itself and it begins to reach up towards the light. It needs the light, and so it starts to push towards the top, and something inside of it instinctually knows to push forward, to push up. It takes some time. We need to have patience. But eventually, that little shoot pushes its way through the darkness, through the dirt, and begins to see the sunlight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the way up, it gets glimpses of the light, which helps to strengthen it to get through to the light. And finally, into the glorious light. The little seed grew a shoot, and it grew feet, roots to hold on to what was below it, so that it could go forward. Praise the Lord. Well, now it had broken through into the light, but it also needed food so that it could grow. And it's in that process that the seed begins to see the farmer. But the farmer's been there the whole time, watching, waiting for it to burst forth into life. And now the farmer begins to fertilize the soil, give it food so that it can grow. But you see, the farmer knows that this little sapling is going to have to go through some pretty difficult times so that it's going to have the strength that it needs to be able to grow strong, to be able to become the oak tree that it's intended to be. It's going to have weather come its way. The farmer knows what the weather's like, where it's planted. He knows what's going to come its way. He knows the strength that it's going to need and how it's going to need to be truly stuck in the ground. He knows the vegetation that'll grow best with it. And he'll make certain that the sapling receives all that it's going to need to help it to grow to the biggest oak tree that it's ever could have imagined to be. And in its time, and in its season, it'll become all that it's intended to be. Verse 3 says, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. As little saplings, we see the farmer. What the farmer does when he's there, but there are also helpers that the farmer sends. And sometimes we don't always see the farmer because we see the helpers instead. But the farmer is there just because we can't see him with our eyes, us little seeds, doesn't mean he's not there. He sends us helpers. And these helpers sometimes it seems like they're doing things not the way the farmer would, but it's really the farmer that's giving the instructions to the helpers to help this sapling to grow. And sometimes the farmer might say, cut that off. Or the farmer might say to the helpers, pay more attention to this little sapling over here because it needs more attention to help it to grow to its potential. Hallelujah. But rest assured, the farmer is involved in every step, even when he isn't seen. The helper only follows the orders as they understand them. Sometimes the helper or the groundskeeper is told to get rid of a plant even, kill it, pluck it, because it's not helping the rest of the plants around it to grow. In fact, it's considered a weed, not good for the crop. Okay, now we're going to go on to the others, 4 through 8. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. All of these things take place in our lifetimes. We get hurt by words people speak to us sometimes. And then we heal from the hurt. Someone comes along and says or does something and it tears us down, does not build us up. But then someone else comes along and they say or do things and that builds us back up again. Praise the Lord. During those times of being broken, sometimes tears are shed, and sometimes many tears are shed. But then a time of laughter comes along, and a time of laughter can be heard. Sometimes we lose people that are precious to us, and our lives get turned upside down. We mourn their loss. But then a time comes, and we bounce back up again, and there's dancing once again, because God has a purpose and a plan in all things, and there is a season for everything in our lives.